For a spokesperson, Hillary Markin outlines the veterans' efforts.
So they're out there collecting photos, documenting, you know, where the bridges, the culverts, interpretive signs, kind of just doing a really nice trail assessment of all the little features that are out there on the ground. So it's going to help us kind of identify our trail maintenance needs. You know, it's going to update our GIS layers and then help us produce some accurate maps of the forest. The big help, obviously, is identifying those trail maintenance needs. You know, more eyes and ears on the ground helps us in the long run.
Staff from the forest met with the Veterans Trek members to discuss how the work they are doing contributes to the overall data management of the trail system and work on the trails themselves. Markin says the veterans report getting a return for their time spent in the woods.
And for the veterans, you know, this is a great time for them to be outside, to enjoy the camaraderie with other veterans, and, you know, just the peacefulness of the woods that brings to them.
Most of the work the volunteers perform includes hiking and visiting popular recreation trails on the forest. The crew is finishing up their work on the hiking and ski trails on the east side of the forest and plan to return this fall to inventory trails on the west side. The forest staff also took the time to discuss career opportunities in the Forest Service and how to apply for Forest Service jobs. Markin says Michigan Tech is assisting with the software needs of the program, along with a couple of other efforts. A link to Veterans Track in the Shawamiga-Nicolet National Forest is at WXPR.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.